Bowser, it is probably taken that spring. His light brown hair is slightly messy, and he is wearing a white t-shirt that fits loosely over a body that she knows is fit. He is smiling, a boyish smile, as if he didn't have a care in the world. He is smiling at her with that carefree smile. She brings two fingers down in between her legs and starts to circle her clitoris. It feels good. Her body shivers, and with a pleasant tingling sensation, the horniness builds up inside of her. She brings his penis closer, lets him penetrate her with the help of her own fingers. She gasps. Her vagina as well as her heart starts to pulsate the moment she enters herself with her fingers. She slowly speeds up. He fucks her with an unmistakable force. She leans her head back and gives into an orgasm that makes her dizzy. Her fingers are covered in her own juices, and she imagines herself licking his sperm off her skin. All this to a picture of him. She imagines their bodies reaching the ultimate pleasure together. He might be forbidden fruit, but it feels so good. Nick is the best friend of her son, David, lives in a flat that he shares with Nick. They are the same age and they study engineering physics together. Jane lives by herself nowadays. David is her only child. Although she knows that he is an adult now and that he is more than capable of taking care of himself, she can't stop herself from visiting him at least a couple of times a week. He never asks for help, and therefore it's up to Jane to decide when she should stop by and when he might need a hand. Sometimes she stops by to help him put up some new curtains, and sometimes she stops by just to help him clean. She is indeed a bit of an overprotecting and overly helpful mother, but to be completely honest, she also does it because she has nothing better to do. Since the day when she divorced David's father, Jane lives on alimony that gives her the freedom not to work. It was nice in the beginning, it was the freedom that she had longed for, but it was also somewhat overwhelming. She quit her job as a substitute vice principal and decided to do something else. The only problem was that she had no idea what this something else was. So she spends most of her time in her home, cleaning and tidying up, reading, tending to her garden, and redecorating the living room yet again. Things like that. Trivial things she realizes more and more as the days go by. And then she sees her friends, of course. They meet up every Thursday to talk, and then one day, it happened. For a long time now, Jane had looked at Nick as a very attractive young man. He is fit and charming, his hair is slightly curly, and there is a sparkle in his eyes, the kind of sparkle that always makes her knees weak. He is always very polite, almost boring in her presence, but the sparkle in his eye tells her that there is more. It tells her that there is something more there, hidden behind his smile and his altogether good behavior. Time after time, Jane found herself feeling attracted to him. Instead of ignoring her feelings and pushing the thoughts away, she started to fantasize about him. She brought Nick's body to her own. The power she felt doing this, the wonderful and overwhelming orgasm made her thirst for more. Although she knows she is a lot older than he is, she can't stop herself. She could be his mother. After all, he is David's age, and he is David's friend. She knows that she is risking a lot playing this game, but she can't help it. She must have him. And this is where it all starts. Her journey to find something that she could fill her time with instead of the trivial things that take up her days now. Joy, lust, and desire packaged in one. This is where she realizes what it is all about. Jane bought something for her son. It's only an excuse to see him. This time she actually called to make sure he was home, something that she normally doesn't do. Maybe it's her subconscious that acts that way in an attempt to create a chance to maybe, maybe bump into Nick alone. She knocks on the door. She waits for a couple of seconds. It feels like an eternity. She is surprised to see it isn't David who opens the door. He knew that she was coming. Instead, Nick is standing in the doorway. He is not only standing there, but he is also basically naked. He's only wearing a pair of white briefs, and they fit tightly around his fit and tan body. In one hand, he is carrying some kind of workout equipment. She realizes that he must be in the middle of a weightlifting set. He is a bit sweaty, probably a result of muscles working hard to expand and stubbornness that demands harder and tighter movements. Hi, Nick. I bought something for David. He knows that I'm coming, and this time I wasn't going to surprise you. She smiles at him in a different way than she normally does. She doesn't think twice about it. She just lets it come. It is a slightly asymmetric smile, a smile that is anything but innocent, just like Nick's eyes.
A friend called him, Mrs. Wilson. He needed to help him with something, but he said he would be back as soon as possible. Didn't he tell you?